advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden has approved the deployment of an additional 1,000 troops to help North Carolina's National Guard following Hurricane Helene. ABC's Karen Travers with more.
The president says in a statement, these soldiers will speed up the delivery of life-saving supplies of food, water, and medicine to isolated communities in North Carolina, saying, quote, they have the manpower and logistical capabilities to get this vital job done and fast.
It comes ahead of the president's visit to the state today. Israel vowing to respond after Iran launched nearly 200 missiles aimed at Israeli targets yesterday. Fighting also continues in Lebanon. The IDF says 8 soldiers were killed after a surprise attack by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon using explosive devices. In Memphis, closing arguments expected today in the federal trial of 3 former police officers. They're charged with civil rights violations in the beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last year. He would die days later in the hospital. This is ABC News. Officials outside Atlanta are recommending some residents once again shelter in place as a precaution after a fire over the weekend may have released potentially toxic chemicals into the air. The warning for Rockdale County is in effect through Friday. In Copenhagen, 2 pre-dawn explosions near the Israeli embassy.
Heavily armed officers, search dogs, and forensic teams are inspecting the site, which has been cordoned off. No one has been injured. The incident has prompted a nearby Jewish school to close for the day. Security is also being strengthened around the main synagogue in downtown Copenhagen. Also on Tuesday night, the area around the Israeli embassy in Stockholm was closed off after a loud bang was reported there. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Meta is getting help from 2 banks in the UK to protect consumers. The parent company of Facebook working with NatWest and Metro Bank to detect and take down scam accounts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Work is busy. And home?
Mom!
Pretty much the same. But you wouldn't know it because my skin doesn't look stressed thanks to Olay Retinol Body Wash. Its hydrating formula is packed with vitamin B3 complex plus retinol. I use Olay Retinol Body Wash to transform my skin from dry to moisturized and visibly renewed. Sure, I still have stress, but my skin looks amazing. Try Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. Also try Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures hit the mid-70s. However, we've got a feisty wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times, creating a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Winds ease tomorrow with more clouds and highs in the upper 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. We Energies has some big plans for renewable energy. Ted Allen has an update.
The utility has filed plans with the Public Service Commission to build 5 new large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. The projects would be eligible for federal tax credits and power about 250,000 homes. They would also include plenty of new battery storage to provide customers with what We Energies calls sunshine after sunset. The proposed projects would be jointly owned by We Energies, Wisconsin Public Service, and Madison Gas and Electric if approved.
Milwaukee police say they're going to be getting tougher on reckless drivers starting now. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said police officers will no longer issue warnings in reckless driving cases, and prosecutors say they will not reduce reckless driving tickets through plea bargains. The DA's office says they will be recommending charges for all repeat reckless drivers. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay and Associates, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. There are new charges for a registered sex offender in Dunn County. Prosecutors yesterday filed the charges against 40-year-old Nicholas Titus. Investigators say he invited a 14-year-old neighbor girl over to help him move. Then they say he pushed her onto a bed, pulled down her pants, started taking pictures of her and touching her. Titus is a registered sex offender with past convictions in Minnesota. A judge has set his bond at $5,000. ATV and UTV owners can now drive them on some city streets in Menominee. ATV and UTVs can only be used from the hours of 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on approved streets. They must be ridden in single file and obey posted speed limits. All UTVs must have headlights, taillights, brake lights, and turn signals. Operators also need to have a valid driver's license and to carry proof of insurance. The new rules took effect yesterday. For a map of approved streets, contact Menominee City Hall. We don't have many answers about the massive fire at a railroad tie plant in La Crosse County. The fire at the Omaha Track plant on French Island burned almost all day yesterday. It took crews from a half dozen fire departments to contain, then put out the blaze. Police told neighbors yesterday that there were no worries about toxic smoke from the fire. The same plant saw a similar fire back in 2015. That fire did prompt warnings about toxic smoke. No one is saying how yesterday's fire began or how much was burned. Deaf inmates in Wisconsin's prisons will now get hearing aids and some other accommodations. The State Department of Corrections yesterday announced a settlement with the Justice Department that will have Wisconsin pay for hearing aids for deaf and hard of hearing inmates. Deaf inmates will also be allowed to use their hands for sign language, even when they are shackled. The settlement comes after three deaf inmates sued the state for violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The three inmates will also receive $15,000 each as part of the settlement. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Public managers say they found a rabid bat crawling last week in Eau Claire. The City County Health Department says the bat was found near LaSalle and Peterson Streets. It couldn't fly. The Health Department is now asking anyone who may have come into contact with the bat to get to the doctor immediately. There are no reports that the bat bit or scratched anyone, but the Health Department says rabid animals always pose some risk. Threats received by Menominee schools on Monday and Tuesday have been deemed not credible. According to Menominee Police, the department received multiple reports of a Snapchat message indicating a possible threat of a school shooting at Menominee Middle School on Monday. Authorities investigated the threat and deemed it not credible. Then on Tuesday, authorities received a report of an additional unrelated threat to a different school. That threat was also determined to be not credible. Police are encouraging parents to talk with their children about responsible device use, internet safety, and the importance of protecting their login credentials. The city of Eau Claire is receiving $400,000 to fund healthy trees in lower-income neighborhoods. An urban forestry grant is coming from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Through the program, residents will be reimbursed for planting new trees or replacing dead, dying, and diseased trees. This includes trees dying to emerald ash borer. Applications are now going to be available early next year. The Internal Revenue Service will give Minnesota farmers and ranchers some additional time to help recover from the most recent stretch of drought. The agency has agreed to extend the normal window farmers have to replace livestock sold or exchanged due to drought conditions. Farmers normally have 2 years to replace livestock before they have to declare capital gains on their taxes. The extension will give farmers and ranchers an additional 2 years. A Minnesota teenager is alive after a wild ride in Becker County, and it's all thanks to a Minnesota state trooper. A vehicle driven by 18-year-old Sam Dutcher malfunctioned earlier this month near Fargo and was accelerating, reaching speeds of up to 113 miles an hour. After trying to troubleshoot the problem, Minnesota State Trooper Zach Groover pulled in front of Dutcher, then slowed down his patrol car and told him, "Run into the back." His plan worked and both vehicles managed to safely stop. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The coolest thing made in Minnesota competition is down to its final week. The contest's four remaining projects were announced this week, with online voting open until Friday at 4. The finalists include 3M Scotch Brand Magic Tape, the Red Wing Shoe Company's Beckman Boot, Action Manufacturing's Action Track Chair, and Midwest Floating Island's innovative National Aquarium Wetland. The winner of the competition will be announced next week at the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce's Manufacturers Summit. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN News.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures hit the mid-70s. However, we've got a feisty wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times, creating a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Winds ease tomorrow with more clouds and highs in the upper 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The New York Mets took advantage of some sloppy Brewers play, scoring 5 in the 5th to beat Milwaukee 8-4 in their wildcard series opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Chourio failed to corral a fly ball in left, and Yoel Piamps was slow covering first on a ground ball to open the floodgates. Freddy Peralta gave up 3 runs in the second, but then settled down, yet was still pulled from the game after 4 innings and 68 pitches.
It's not the first time. It happens in the past too. I don't understand the reason that I was took out of the game, but there's nothing I can do about it. And in the moment too, they just came and like, you done. That's it.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on his decision to pull Peralta and go to the bullpen.
He's probably 18 pitches from where he kind of is limit. We take the lead in the game. We've got a full bullpen. It's a playoff game. You don't, we'd like to get him to 5 because of our bullpen usage over the week. You don't do that. You're playing to win tonight.
Frankie Montas pitching the must-win game 2 of that series tonight. Elsewhere in the wildcard playoffs, San Diego opened with a 4-0 victory over Atlanta. American League Kansas City won Baltimore 0. Detroit down Houston 3-1. Major League Baseball reporting its average attendance grew in consecutive years for the first time in over a decade. The average attendance rose 0.9% this season to make the first time that it's grown in back-to-back years since the 2011 and 2012 seasons. Bucks open training camp at the University of California, Irvine Tuesday morning. Will continue working out there again today. The Raiders may be moving on from their star wideout Devontae Adams. ESPN reporting that Las Vegas has informed other teams they would consider trading the 6-time Pro Bowler. Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's road game in Los Angeles against the Rams. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
An industry unites for helene victims. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Efforts continue to aid the victims of Hurricane Helene, which ravaged western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee last week. Many in the NASCAR community are pitching in to help, including many of the sport's facilities. Martinsville Speedway in Virginia will be hosting a water drive at the track this Friday. Darlington Raceway is planning a track laps for charity event on October 10th, with all proceeds going to the affected families. And Talladega Super Speedway will be collecting donations for the upcoming race weekend at the track this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can donate at redcross.org or text Helene at 90999. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
After harvesting potatoes, it's tough to keep them from sprouting over the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Nip potato sprouts in the bud with essential oils as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Potatoes are hormonal. Hormones keep them in dormancy and also tell them when to sprout, despite your best efforts to properly store them in a cool, dark place. Nora Olson is an extension potato specialist at the University of Idaho. She was part of a research team looking for an organic method to stop the sprouting without affecting the rest of the potato tissue. They found several essential oils that seem to do the trick.
We have done almost every essential oil you can think of. Some of the oils that are very easy to have access to, mint oil, clove oil, things like that, that can actually then be volatilized and have high enough concentrations that it would impact the sprout of the potato.
Specifically, they found that spearmint oil, peppermint oil, and clove oil suppressed sprouting by physically damaging rapidly dividing cells in the sprout. It's best to apply the oil just as the bud is developing, because the longer the sprout becomes, the more difficult it is to control. Olson says the application method depends on what kind of essential oil you're using.
Some we can actually heat up and it makes a true fog or a vapor, and then it will actually come in contact with that very sensitive tissue and it will kill the tissue in that area. Some products you can put in water that you can spray on the potatoes, or you can wick it on. Like mint oils are great ones to put on some sort of cotton swab or blotter paper.
Some potato varieties are more aggressive sprouters than others, so you'll have to apply the oil every 2 to 3 weeks. Olson says potatoes might smell like your toothpaste, but they won't taste like it. Learn more about controlling potato sprouts with essential oils at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
70 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. Reporting from World Dairy Expo. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower with double-digit losses. November down 26 to 22.35. December down 19 to 21.32. January down 18 to 20.54. February down 15 to 19.87. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they were mixed. Barrels up 3/4 to 2.15 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 5 1/4 to 2.02 and 3/4. No trades. Cash butter down 7 to 2.68 for trades on the day. And dry waste steady at 16 1/4, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today as stronger trader interest is helping to advance the entire livestock complex, as no cash cattle have yet to trade, but asking prices are noted in the south at 187. And so there is some technical momentum, especially in the live and feeder cattle markets as well. Box beef prices at the midday were mixed. Now, hog markets again moving mostly higher, despite the fact that midday pork cutout values were slightly lower. More than anything, the trade seems to be willing to advance the lean hog complex as bullish supportive tones have taken over the livestock complex today. October live cattle up 217 to 186.65. December up 210 to 187.27. February up $1.77 to 187.95. October feeder cattle up 352 to 249.67. November up 380 to 248.47. January up 332 to 241.77. October hogs up 62 cents to 84.12. December up $1.52 to 76.12. February up $1.12 to 79.70. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly higher today. A little bit of short covering strength from the wheat markets really helping the corn markets today. Wheat is moving higher with the risk on buying due to concerns of drought in Ukraine and in Russia. and also higher Matif wheat prices, and that's really helping to support corn, even though the harvest pressure is still there. Soybeans moving lower harvest pressure as the harvest continues, along with some wetter weather expected in South America. December corn up 2.5 to 431.25. March up 3 to 449.5. May up 2.75 to 458.25. New crop 25 up 1 to 458.5. November beans down 5 to 1052.25. January down 4.75 to 1070.75. March down 3.75 to 1085.75. New crop 25 down 2 to 1093.75. October soybean meal down 8.30 to 341.70. October soybean oil up 53 cents to 43.44. Chicago wheat up 11.75 in the December contract to 6.10.75. March up 13.25 to 6.32.75. Minneapolis wheat, December up 11 to 6.45.75. March up 10.5 to 6.66.75. Energy markets today still moving higher, but off of the daily highs. November crude oil up 33 cents to 70.16. December up 31 cents to 69.70. November gas now up a cent to 197. December also up a cent to 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk from World Dairy Expo. That's this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A new H-2A lawsuit could trigger a nationwide injunction. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A coalition of 17 states filed a lawsuit this summer against the U.S. Department of Labor to block a new rule allowing migrant H-2A workers to unionize. That's a right that Congress has not granted to American farm workers. In late August, the 11th Circuit Court issued an injunction on the rule, but it only applies to those 17 states. Now, in an effort to expand the injunction, the North Carolina Farm Bureau has filed a similar lawsuit on behalf of its members. Jake Parker is Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau.
The rule is blocked in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina, but not in North Carolina because North Carolina wasn't one of the parties in that lawsuit, which now we feel like at North Carolina Farm Bureau, we have to step in on behalf of our farmer members in North Carolina to get the same type of injunction here.
Parker hopes a new injunction would be applicable for all 50 states.
We want a ruling that the law is unlawful under the Administrative Procedure Act. And under the Administrative Procedure Act, the judges who consider those cases are authorized to set the rule aside. That means, DOL, you can't enforce it at all. And that would have nationwide effect if we're successful. Obviously, the judge could rule that it just applies in North Carolina, but we believe it's not lawful, period, and should be blocked across the country. But we had to move in here and make the move on behalf of our farmer members.
North Carolina Farm Bureau believes the Department of Labor overstepped its authority with its final ruling.
The department wanted, farm worker activists and unions wanted to get this right, they should go to the United States Congress to get it. Using the back door of the regulatory process is not the way to go. And the Administrative Procedure Act allows folks like us to hold them accountable to that, to hold the agency accountable and make it use the right process. So we feel like we have a good argument, and we look forward to prosecuting our case and seeing if we can make a good law along the way.
Another lawsuit along the same lines was filed last week in Kentucky. Parker says it's possible the case could go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
There are at least three. There could be four or more cases in various circuit courts around the state. And depending on what happens in each of those circuits, so we have the 11th Circuit where the Georgia case is. We, of course, are in the 4th Circuit. The Kentucky case is in the 6th Circuit. And so just taking those three there, if you had, let's say, the 4th and the 11th agree that the rule's invalid, but the 6th disagrees, then you could have a case where it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Obviously, that's a long way away, but we at least think our way ahead on that.
Parker hopes the case will be resolved by the end of the year. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Northern Soybean Marketing Board is bringing international stakeholders straight to soy quality sources October 7th through the 11th during the NSM Crop Tour, which will feature stops at soybean farms in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Established to promote the quality, consistency, and reliability of northern-grown soybeans and soy meal, NSM is working with respected researchers to paint a more accurate picture of soybean feed quality while considering critical essential amino acids rather than crude proteins as the true measure of soy quality. Now, I can't think of a better way to demonstrate the quality of northern-grown soybeans than showing our customers the care that farmers in this region take in growing and harvesting soybeans, said NSM Chair Glenn Groth. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is joining a group of Republican colleagues to introduce the Securing American Agriculture Act, legislation to bolster and protect domestic food and agriculture supply chains and reduce reliance on foreign adversaries. China's gained a significant market share in the production of essential agricultural inputs such as vitamins, veterinary pharmaceuticals, and crop protection tools, posing a serious threat to agriculture productivity, food prices, and national security. Wisconsin's agriculture industry is not just valuable to our made-in-Wisconsin economy, but critical for the nation's food security and price stability, Baldwin said. She said losing access to these key inputs could drastically reduce agriculture productivity, increase food prices, and undermine domestic food security. Mark Ruark, a professor and extension specialist at the UW-Madison Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, has been named faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub. In his role, Ruark will closely work with deans, faculty, and researchers at UW-Madison, Platteville, and River Falls, as well as industry partners to coordinate research, teaching, and outreach efforts on behalf of the hub. All three deans from the schools agree that Rourke's extensive research and extension experience will help translate the hub's important work to more of the Wisconsin dairy community and move that forward. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has announced that they will be hosting some federal milk market order workshops on the proposed federal milk market order changes to help dairy farmers understand the revisions and the voting process. Wisconsin Farm Bureau will host a four-part educational series titled Dairy Decisions, Navigating Federal Milk Marketing Orders. USDA's recommended changes to the federal milk market orders are complicated, so it's important to help farmers understand what the proposed revisions are and how they'll impact dairy farmers, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Director of National Affairs Tyler Wenzloff. Now, there'll be an event on October 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. at UW River Falls, October 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. at UW Platteville, October 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Wisconsin Farm Discovery Center's North Conference Room, and on October 28th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at UW-Madison. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Dock workers at ports stretching from Maine to Texas are walking picket lines as of yesterday, striking over wages and automation. Farm Policy News says it could reignite inflation and cause shortages of goods if it goes more than a few weeks. There was some progress reported Monday in the contract talks, but workers went on strike after the current agreement ended at midnight. The strike affects 36 ports and is the first by the union since 1977. Reports say the affected ports handle 68% of all containerized exports in the U.S. and approximately 56% of containerized imports. The strike's expected to have a limited impact on bulk grain as it supports, rather, including corn and soybeans. Bulk grain export facilities typically operate with different labor agreements. However, soybeans, soybean meal, and other agricultural products exported via containers would be affected. A strike would reduce U.S. economic activity by $7.5 billion. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. This is... You're listening to WRDN. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. The dry weather does continue today in our ag weather forecast. Now, a cold front moving into the region will lead to another afternoon of elevated to near critical fire weather conditions. We'll have strong winds as well, gusting up to 35 miles an hour, along with very low humidity values, and that could lead to some fire danger. Light winds Thursday and Friday will temper the fire weather threat, but then another cold front Saturday will mark the return of breezy conditions. We could see some scattered showers as well with that cold front over the weekend. Sunny throughout the day today, high 73 to 78. Relative humidity is at 24 to 29%. South winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 42 to 47. Relative humidity is at 80 to 85%. West winds at 8 to 13, shifting to the northwest at 5 to 7. For Thursday, mostly sunny early, then becoming cloudy. Highs 63 to 68, relative humidities at 36 to 41%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, highs 65 to 70. Saturday, sunny, highs 75 to 80. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy, because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. And I danced along, but it felt all wrong.
let me lead. She never took her ever-loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you did to done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you did to done to me? We'll be right back.
latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
And all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 + 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north. And 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected
The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out.
Go Durand the Panthers.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been bound to leave you. We've known that for a while. I'm sure it's something I can't do if I can't leave you with a smile. I don't know how far I'll have to go till I'm sure those eyes won't. And in my mind I've left enough to know that I can't leave you with a bad goodbye.
Goodbye, easier said than done. And in my goodbye, you're finding none.
I'm still bound to leave you. I surely don't know how. My heart won't let me put you through what my mind says should happen now. I don't know where we'll go from here. There may be no way to fly, and the cloud I'm in just makes it all too clear that I can't leave you with a bad. How can we be so far between where we are and one more try? And anyway I look, I've only seen that I can't leave you with a bad.